These are the songs of the prophets. Most of them are from Daniel and Isaiah. But we will also hear from Genesis, the book of beginnings. We will hear David sing Psalm 8. We will hear from John, who stood with Mary at the foot of the cross. John will tell us how Jesus came into the world as he recorded in chapter 1 of his Gospel of John. And we will hear John speak of the final tick of the clock of time as the universe ends in the 22nd chapter of John's Revelation, the last and final book of the Bible. But just before that, we will hear the writer of the book of Hebrews echo John's description of how Jesus made his entrance into our world and came to dwell on our little planet. It will be a fascinating, confusing, onrushing stream of consciousness taken from the Bible in that fabulous symbolic language of the prophets. We are calling this performance The Songs of the Prophets.
Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth, with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed.
All peoples on earth will be blessed.
All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Early the next morning, Jacob took the stone he had placed under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. He called that place Bethel, though the city used to be called Luz. Then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey I am taking, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, so that I return safely to my father's household, and the Lord will be my God. Then the Lord will be my God. God's house, and of all what you give me, I will give you a tenth.
Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness, you have done wonderful things, things planned long ago. You have made the city a heap of rubble, the fortified town a ruin, the foreigner stronghold, a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore strong peoples will honor you, cities of ruthless nations will revere you. You have been a refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in their distress, a refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in their distress, a refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in their distress, a shelter from the storm, a shelter from the storm, and a shade from the heat. For the breath of the ruthless is like a storm driving against a wall, and like the heat of the desert, you silence the uproar of foreigners as heat is reduced by the shadow of a cloud. So the song of the ruthless is stilled on this mountain, on this mountain, on this mountain. The Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain, on this mountain, on this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. He will swallow up death forever. He will swallow up death forever. He will swallow up death forever.
How majestic is your name in all the earth. How majestic is your name in all the earth. How majestic is your name in all the earth. In all. You have set your glory in the heavens, through the praise of children and infants. You have established a stronghold against your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the work of your fingers, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You have made us a little lower than the angels and crowned us with glory and honor. You made us rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under our feet. All flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the sea, all that swim the paths of the sea. How majestic, how majestic is your name in all the earth, in all the earth. No wise man enchanter, magician or diviner can explain to the king the mystery he is asked about. But there is a God in heaven, a God in heaven, a God in heaven who reveals mysteries. He has shown King Nebuchadnezzar what will happen in days to come. Your dream and the visions that pass through your mind as you were lying in bed are these. As your majesty was lying there, your mind turned to things to come, and the revealer of mystery showed you what is gonna happen. As for me, this mystery has been revealed to me, not because I have greater wisdom than anyone else alive, but so that your majesty may know the interpretation, that you may understand what went through your mind. Your majesty, look, and there before you stood a large statue, an enormous dazzling statue, awesome in appearance. The head of the statue was made of pure gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of baked clay. While you were watching, a rock was cut out, but not by human hands. It struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and smashed them. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were all broken to pieces and became like chaff on a threshing floor. Chaff on a threshing floor. Chaff on a threshing floor in the summer. The wind swept them away without leaving a trace, but the rock that struck the statue became a huge mountain and filled the whole earth. It filled the earth. It filled the earth from top to bottom and end to end. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell prostrate before Daniel and paid him honor and ordered that an offering and incense be presented to him. The king said to Daniel, surely your God is the God of gods. Surely your God is the God of gods. Surely your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings and a revealer of mysteries. For you were able to reveal this mystery.
Then the king placed Daniel in a high position, a high position, a high position, and lavished many gifts on him. He made him ruler over the entire province of Babylon and placed him in charge of all its wise men. Placed him in charge of all its wise men, all its wise men.
In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream. And visions passed through his mind as he was lying in bed. He wrote down the substance of his dream. Daniel said, "In my vision at night I looked, and there before me were the four winds of heaven churning up the great sea. Four great beasts, each different from the others, came up out of the sea. The first was like a lion, and it had the wings of an eagle. I watched until its wings were torn off, and it was lifted from the ground so that it stood on 2 feet like a human being, and the mind of a human was given to it. The mind to it, the mind of a human. And there before me was a second beast, which looked like a bear. It was raised up on one of its sides, and it had three ribs in its mouth. Between its teeth it was told, get up and eat your fill of flesh. Get up and eat your fill of flesh. Before me was another beast, one that looked like a leopard, and on its back it had four wings like those of a bird. This beast had four heads, and it was given authority to rule. After that, in my vision at night I looked, and there before me was a fourth beast, terrifying and frightening and very powerful. It had large iron teeth. It crushed and devoured its victims and trampled underfoot whatever was left. It was different from all the former beasts, and it had 10 horns. It had 10 horns. While I was thinking about the horns, there before me was another horn, a little one, which came up among them. And three of the first horns were uprooted before it. This horn had eyes like the eyes of a human being and a mouth that spoke boastfully. As I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was as white as snow. The hair of his head was white like wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were all ablaze. A river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands attended him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated and the books were open. Then I continued to watch because of the boastful words the horn was speaking. I kept looking until the beast was slain and its body destroyed and thrown into the blazing fire. The other beasts had been stripped of their authority, but were allowed to live for a period of time. In my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and peoples of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that
that will never be destroyed. His kingdom will never be destroyed. His kingdom, his kingdom, his kingdom will never be destroyed.
King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim, each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said,
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Oh, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full.
By the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. The house was filled with smoke. Five, so I said,
woe is me,
for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said,
behold, this has touched your lips.
Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is purged.
Your sin is purged.
Your sin is purged. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Whom shall I send? Then I said, here am I.
Send me.
Here am I.
Send me.
Message And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind. A man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. And by his wounds we are healed. And by his wounds we are healed, yeah. This is what God says about. Is the word of the Lord. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his teaching the islands will put their hope. This is what God the Lord says. The creator of the heavens who stretches them out, who spreads out the earth with all that springs from it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness.
Multiply the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, of the increase of his government and peace. There will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform.
Its nest that flutters over its young, spreading out its wings, catching them, bearing them on its pinions. Who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you hope and a future. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. For God so loved the world that He gave His
that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Is it not yet a very little while? Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest. And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. Meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John the Baptizer. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Oh. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John the Baptizer testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, this is the one I spoke about when I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me. Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father. has made him known. Has made him known. Has made him known.
In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. By his powerful word. Powerful word. After he had provided purification for us, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited of the angels. Did God ever say, you are my son, today I have become your father? About which of the angels did God ever say, I will be his father and he will be my son? When God brought his firstborn to the world, he said, let all of the angels worship him. Let the angels worship him. Angels worship him. He makes his angels spirits and his servants flames of fire. The scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. The oil of joy. In the beginning, Lord, foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will roll them up like a robe. You will roll them up like a robe. You will laying on your bed. The universe will be changed, but you remain the same, and your years will never end. Your years will never end. Your years will never end.
We are now going to hear that exact same passage from the first chapter of the book of Hebrews. But we are going to hear it differently. Hear it differently. Differently.
God spoke to her ancestors through the prophets, of many times and in various ways. But in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe.
The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. By his powerful word. Powerful word.
After he had provided purification for us, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So we became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say,
"You are my soul"?
Today
you
captive. For the word of God is alive and active. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. God's living word penetrates us even to dividing soul from spirit, joints from marrow, judging the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. God's living voice to whom we must give account. Has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus, the living Word of God, Jesus, the living voice of God. Let us hold firmly to the faith we profess, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses. But one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are. Yet he did not sin, he did not fall short, he did not miss the mark, he did not fail. So we can approach God's throne of grace with confidence, with confidence, with confidence. To help us in our time of need.
Inside and on the back sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals. And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So I wept much, because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll, or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals." And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. In the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and nations.
have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice,
worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.
And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard say,
that's the end, almost, of our presentation, The Songs of the Prophets. You can read the script of all the bits and pieces that made up this album, and you can download each of those bits individually, or all of them in one unbroken piece at tribalgospel.com. You can also download each of the individual audio performances or the whole album at once, no charge. When you visit tribalgospel.com, you will notice that there is no paywall and we do not solicit donations. In fact, we don't even accept donations. There is nothing about Tribal Gospel that involves money. In fact, there is no organization behind Tribal Gospel. It is just a celebration of Jesus and the journey of his followers.
Now I, John, saw and heard these things, and when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then he said to me,
"See that you do not do that,
for I am your fellow servant,
oh,
and of your brethren the prophets,
ooh,
and of those who keep the words of this book, worship God." And he said to me,
"Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book,
for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still.
Hell, he who is filthy,
let him be filthy still.
He who is righteous,
let him be righteous still.
He who is holy,
let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. First and the last.